On March 9th, 2016, five people, including a woman who was 8 months pregnant, were killed at a backyard barbecue in Wilkinsburg. The community is moving forward, but many residents still have psychological wounds from violence years ago. 90.5 WESA's Virginia Alvino Young reports on what's changed in Wilkinsburg and what hasn't.
Sitting on the steps of the now shuttered Wilkinsburg High School are Sarah Jackson and Josh Horton.
Call me JG, though.
They're alumni of the school, and their friend has a recording studio over off Ardmore Boulevard, so they're around a lot. They're artists. Horton raps about parties and females, but also about really personal experiences to share them with what he hopes is a broad audience.
A lot of people, you know, live in suburban areas, and, you know, they don't really live out here and go through a lot of stuff we go through.
Jackson runs out of fingers counting friends she's lost from violence and suicide.
And then the normal things that happen when you grieve, you cry. I'm a writer, so I write. So I might channel that, not aggression, but those feelings into a piece of art to say, okay, this person might be gone, but you're forever in my memory because you inspired this piece of art for me.
It's crazy how the only time we in a church is a funeral or a wedding. As if waking up this morning wasn't enough of a blessing.
Horton attributes his resilience to his faith.
When I think about people, you know, the death occurring in the neighborhood, I just think, you know, they're not here. They don't have to deal with this anymore. Like, they're actually in a better peace of mind. Like, our mind state that you don't have to deal with, you know, any more violence, any more tears, any more pain, any more, you know what I'm saying? They're just at peace.
They say plenty of positive things happening in the neighborhood and say things have calmed since the backyard shooting. It's been a year since gunmen used an ambush-style approach to kill five, including a pregnant woman. They used assault weapons. It happened in someone's home.
Everybody after that was a lot on edge. A lot of people stopped cooking out. It was almost like an eerie dead silence for a while.
About a block away from the site of that shooting, George Spencer takes shelter from the rain.
We are standing in front of what was once Johnston Elementary School that all of my children attended at one time. The borough closed it within the last couple of years.
Spencer is president of Mad Dads, a volunteer group that walks streets across the city trying to prevent violence, but says that block on Franklin Avenue, nobody thinks of it as a hotspot. He's lived in Wilkinsburg for almost 40 years. That night, he heard about the shooting on the news and went straight to the scene. In the weeks that followed, he saw lots of support for the community, like big peace rallies. But he looked closer and realized those weren't his neighbors. The folks most impacted weren't talking about it, weren't seeking help. They just kind of hunkered down.
So that's when we began to, well, let's turn our attention more toward an individualized house-to-house, kind of how you doing? Is there some help you need? Are you aware of perhaps mental health assistance if you're having a hard time?
He says the biggest concern was people didn't know if this type of mass shooting was going to be a trend, if something larger was happening in the neighborhood. Spencer says people still don't really talk about what happened in that backyard.
I think there was a point where as the dust settled, it was a horrible, isolated incident. It could happen anywhere if you got the dynamics, whatever they are, and it's still murky for me.
Police believe the shooting on Franklin was motivated by revenge. Jackie Pendleton lives just a few doors down from the house where the shooting occurred.
It's been quiet. It's been quiet since that incident took place down the street. It's been pretty quiet.
She's lived here for 34 years and says she's never seen anything like that.
It was just so surreal. It was, you know, I don't know. I just kind of felt numb for a long time after that, you know.
She says she didn't think she needed any counseling and hasn't talked to any neighbors about it. She says her street is still tightly knit, but it's changing. There are more renters now, fewer kids running around. But she remains optimistic.
I love Wilkinsburg. I don't care what anybody says. I love Wilkinsburg. Wilkinsburg is a great place to live, and I mean, it has issues like everybody has. You know, every neighborhood has. So, and it's just the times, economic times, and everything that's going on.
About 10 blocks north of Pendleton's house is the Christian Church of Wilkinsburg and its longtime pastor, Janet Helner Burris. Something surprised her after that shooting. Muslim leaders in the neighborhood came to support and pray with the victims' families.
This tragedy, God has used it to build a bridge between the Christian and Muslim community.
It was also a catalyst for improvements in the neighborhood. Helner Burris coordinates the Sanctuary Project, a coalition of organizations that supports Wilkinsburg. Last year, they led a volunteer effort to board up abandoned properties and clear overgrowth on Franklin. A lot of neighbors came out. She says vigils were held the day after the shooting, the months after, now the year after.
Whereas sometimes, and understandably so, the media moves on to the next story. We don't move on and we don't forget in the church community. We stay with the people, and that can't be underestimated the power of saying, I will walk with you through this.
She says Wilkinsburg residents experience a lot of other stresses that demand their attention. Finding affordable housing, childcare. She knows how long healing can take. And she knows because a member of her immediate family was also murdered.
I get the part that maybe right away you don't want help and you're not going to ask for help. But 6 months down the road, a year or 2 years, it's now been 5 years for us, you may need the help. You may realize, this is why I'm always exhausted, this is why I'm always depressed, or whatever the issue might be.
Another community resource is at St. James Catholic Church off Franklin. Josie Bryant is the parish social service minister. She loves people, coordinates the food bank, counseling services. She's lived in Wilkinsburg most of her life.
And then, if you look at my niece and nephews, fourth generation in Wilkinsburg, dealing with the same violence.
Her greatest trauma came 7 years ago, involving a family she worked with.
One of their children that I advocated and supported to shot my son in the back 3 times.
The backyard shooting last year was just a few blocks from where her son was murdered in 2010. She says a lot of lives have been lost in that corridor since the crack epidemic. Now she sees a heroin epidemic. She worries about her kids who grew up here, age 23, 21, and 12. They're doing well in school, but Bryant says she also has to talk to them about not being vengeful and worries about outside influences.
And this is what people don't understand. You know, I'm at home being the peacemaker. They go out to the world, they got hellraisers. So I got to draw them back in like, no. I've never raised my kids to be that way.
And raising them was a priority, as opposed to self-care. She dealt with the moment of her son's death, the funeral, the trials, but that wound stays open. People are always asking her how she's doing.
And then he comes up, and then he wants to talk about it, and you don't want to talk about it. I mean, you just want to go pick up your groceries and go home.
Bryant and a lot of her neighbors say economic development is something that can curb the violence and break the cycle. In the meantime, poet Sarah Jackson says she'll continue to engage with Wilkinsburg, volunteer, and try to get the next generation active in the community.
These kids got to see somebody that has been through it and that has maintained and that is can still continue to grow, to show people that, yes, you can come from this environment. Yes, you can go through these horrible things, but you can also shine.
I'm Virginia Elvino-Young, 90.5 WESA News.